listeners. I didn't hear you come in. Just kidding. Hi, it's Essie. And I pushed the button that made this recording start. So I did hear you come in. Well, I didn't hear you come in, but like I know that you couldn't have come in before we started the recording. You get it. You get it. I'm here today with, you know, some of my favorite people. First, the illustrious, handsome, incredible, powerful Sarah Century. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I used to have only one rabbit. Now I have two, and they have formed a gang. So they are currently trying to knock over a trash can while I'm on this call.
Your update is you have little bunnies on a mission living in your house.
And well, one little bunny and one large bunny. One extremely big dog-sized rabbit. Yeah. Monica's seen. Monica knows.
Rabbit gang. Rabbit
and,
gang.
And there's Monica Estrella Negra. Hey, Monica.
Hello.
Monica may join the rabbit gang. We'll have to see what happens.
Oh, no.
Then you're really screwed.
It's beginning. It's beginning.
Monica just walks through and kicks over trash cans, and I'm like, oh, no.
Listeners, if you don't know, Monica and Sarah are neighbors. They live in an apartment building, which is so sweet, and I'm so jealous.
And I'm actually paying the rabbits to kick over the trash cans. Sarah just doesn't know.
Why is that the cutest thing I've ever considered?
Yeah, them taking their carrot payment is the cutest thing I've ever considered.
Just on the sly, you know. I just sneak up there every now and then, put it in like our self-disclosed like hiding spot, and they're just like, all right. I'm like, sweet, do it.
They both get up on their hind legs to take carrots out of my hand.
No.
And it's very cute. And then they run away from each other with them because they're greedy. So they're like, this one's mine. Take off.
Yep. Late stage capitalism. In effect.
Oh my God. That's too perfect. Too perfect, in fact. Yes, I love that. Well, you know, that's one of our updates. Oh, listeners, today we're here to give you some updates about our lives, apparently, and also the podcast. So one of our updates is Sarah adopted the bunny she was fostering and gave him a new name, which is
Grog.
I love it so much. So now it's Grog and Heather, right? Oh
yeah,
my God.
I always think of him just hopping around with a little speech bubble over his head that just says, Grog.
That's so perfect.
Skipping in so happily and it's like, Grog.
Grog.
And we were trying to make a song of Believe It or Not, George Isn't at Home for Grog. But so far it's just like, Believe It or Not, Grog is in a house. Anyway,
moving on. Our other big update, which I was sitting, I don't know where I was sitting. I was going to say in the shower, which sounds strange, but my bathroom does have a stool, it's like a ledge, whatever, a bench is the word, in the shower. And I was sitting there and I was like, wow, it's so great that Monica is a host of Bitches on Comics now. And then I was like, oh my God, we never told anyone. We just started making Monica do work.
Yeah. We were just like, hey, so
welcome, Monica.
Disturbing me in my basement lair, right? I was just sitting here, hiding from everything, trying to look up how I can train pigeons to send my messages out. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, hey, we're just going to add you to all this stuff.
You're on every Trello card.
What are you doing Monday morning? You want to come to this interview? Hey, Monica, what are you doing on Tuesday? You want to come to this? Hey, Monica, what are you? You're like, okay, I'll be there. I guess I'll be there.
I guess I'll be there.
But for reals, like, it's so exciting. You know, Mon, we've had you on the podcast for a million years approximately, which is how long the podcast has been running, of course. Mm-hmm. And you've been on so many different episodes with us. We've talked about horror. We talked about the stuff you've created. We talked about Dr. Aphra. We've talked about, I mean, I can't even remember everything because we've gone so in depth. Oh, Deadpool, of course. Deadpool fan.
And Harley Quinn.
Basically, we just can't stop having a great time. So we were we reached this point, we were like, we are ready. Like, we are ready for another host. Monica's like our person. Like, let's see if she's into it. But I'd love to know for you, Monica, why did you say yes? And what are you looking forward to doing here at Bitches on Comics?
Well, I mean, clearly, I like both of you, like, so much. And I feel like whenever we talk about certain things, it's just so natural, you know? I feel like we have, like, a hive mind of sorts. So, yeah, I think what I'm mostly excited for is just to talk more about the things that we love, especially ranting about certain horror masters whose names start with M and F.
And N with Anakin.
And Anakin, yes. So this is like becoming an unhealthy obsession, I feel. I feel like I just sit and I just like stew over that man. But
it's
anyway.
Just going to get worse.
I know.
He's doing a Poe adaptation. We're both completely screwed. We're going to watch it every episode and we're going to lose it.
I know. It'll be fun though.
I know. I'm looking forward to that.
I think I'm really excited to just bring like my perspective and analysis as a Black queer woman to this hemisphere, because especially I feel like this is a very safe space to do so. And I'm honored that y'all have brought me on.
We're honored. I mean, you've always brought such a unique perspective to anything we're talking about. And even in the few interviews we've gotten to do with you as, you know, officially in your host capacity, it's been amazing. The questions you've asked have really, to me, just sparked so much intrigue and made me think of things differently. So, I mean, I'm fucking ecstatic. And we are lucky. We already had you as an editor for Decoded Pride. And so now it's like, we were taking Monica with us everywhere. And Monica's like, I'm also bringing you with me. It's beautiful.
I'm officially in the cult, y'all. So you know what this means? We have to get matching tattoos.
Done.
Okay.
Sarah's like, if I have to.
All right.
Rabbit gang. It's just like a
rabbit gang. Oh my God.
Cobb Squad. It would have to be Cobb Squad, right? From the Harley Quinn show.
It would have to be Cobb Squad. I'm dead.
Let's do it.
I'm the only one that has it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Tomorrow.
Cobb Squad.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, that's too good. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. I love it.
You know, we also have another update, which is not an update because it started like 4 months ago, which is that Bitches on Comics has moved to a bi-monthly format. And so it's actually every other week, but that's harder to say than bi-monthly. So you just know, you know, like if there are five, we might have five Wednesdays in the month, we might have three episodes, but typically two a month. And we also moved to doing an interview-based format. And, you know, for me, part of that reason was we felt like we had this unique opportunity to talk to people who are marginalized across many different axes. But, you know, it's kind of cool that if a cishet white dude wants to be on the pod, we're like, no, sorry, go to any other podcast. Or if we really love them, we're like, yes, let's make it a B-side. Because we really do save our main feed for, you know, conversations that are relevant to LGBTQ+ folks and women. And now we get to do that in an even more intense degree with comic creators, with pop culture creators, with critics, where we can just talk to women and LGBTQ+ folks and people who are both, which is always delightful, of course, about what their unique experiences are. And I've learned a ton from that. But I'd love to hear from you, Sarah, Monica, like what do you think the interview format gives us? And then if there's anything else you wanted to share about the bi-monthly format, other than like it makes it doable.
Right. That was the big thing was, oh, I can actually do it. Because we were getting really overwhelmed. We have a lot of projects, so it was hard to keep it going week after week. I miss talking about comics in that way, though. Like, I do miss those episodes. I think that they were really fun. We might go back to it someday. Who knows? But for right now, we're focusing on creators because I think that, you know, these are all conversations that we're not having otherwise. This is all stuff where, I mean, looking at it, I used to do a lot of volunteer work at queer archives, and there's so many people where it's like, this person did this one thing and we have no idea what their life was like otherwise. So I just love to be making this kind of archive of interviews where you can, in like 20 years, 30 years, 100 years, people will be able to listen and go, oh, that's what queer creators of comics cared about back then.
Mm-hmm. It also gives context into what our scene is doing, right? Like, even if a person does like one thing, I feel like it's very significant because that creation, like, clearly stemmed from like their life experience. So I think it's very important to document that because that can further inspire other creatives who are just like trying to find like that baseline of like how to create what they are feeling inside. So I think that that's super important.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, both of you for different reasons, but I was replying too late to someone's questions for a dissertation. Such a butthead. I was like, I tried to get this done sooner. And they're like, oh, I already published it. Whoopsie. But one of the questions was like, do you think you've made an impact around comics and the representation of people of marginalized genders? And I think it's exactly that you just said, Monica, which is like, I do think we've had an impact. And for me, it's because I've had a handful of people come up to me virtually, because it's the pandemic, and say, hey, like, your podcast is why I started writing comics. Hey, your podcast is why I started writing criticism. And that was like so unexpected. That wasn't really what we set out to do. We were hoping people would become more readers, but that's the best possible dream for me is like, oh my gosh, to move from a reader who's engaged to a creator. Like, what? That's so beautiful. And for me, I think creator and critic are both hugely valuable things we need in our industries, and we need feminists and we need queer people and we need trans people in those roles. So I think that's a neat thing about the interviews is we get into creative process in a very different way, which is encouraging to me as a creative, but I also hope is going to spur on even more people to have the courage to jump out there and make a comic, write a short story, make a film, write an essay about something that you think everyone else is getting wrong, or, you know, whatever it is. I think it's just very exciting.
I too am excited.
I just love the idea of, like, you know, 30 years from now, when like we all have chips implanted in our brains and we can access all types of cool things, like some young queer kid is going to find like all the podcasts about queer comic writers and they download it. And then they're like, holy shit, like, I am not the only one that have wanted to do this. Like, these artifacts back in the day, they actually did this. That's what I just thought.
This is good though.
I love that. That's such a sci-fi feeling. I love it.
I know. I was like, how did I know this was going to get dystopian 5 seconds in?
As they're living like, when I'm in falling their... through space, I think.
Living in our steel citadels because there's constant tornadoes outside from climate change. And this young kid just finds bitches on comics and changes their lives. And then they start a revolution.
And that kid was wildest John dreams. Connor.
Oh my God. Actually, totally. And John Connor's birthday is today, I think.
Oh, dang.
Weird.
Is it?
I think so.
A Pisces. Yeah. Well, you know, I think I see bright things on the horizon for us. I know that we're all out here hustling, connecting with creatives and critics that we haven't had a chance to yet, or maybe that we want to have back on the pod. We have a really awesome slate of interviews for this year, 2022, and I think it's going to be amazing moving forward. Like Sarah said, there's some coverage we missed doing. We're still figuring out what that could look like. Do we want to have a bonus episode once a month or every other month or whatever we decide? But I have to say, for me, I'm reveling in the attainability of the podcast now. Mm-hmm. It's so doable. I don't resent it or feel like I'm drowning, which were things I was starting to feel before we moved to the bi-monthly format. And it's just exciting to continue to evolve together with people I have just so much respect for, including, of course, our amazing sound editor, the incredible Kate Warner. Kate has stuck with us through highs and lows. Oh my gosh, pandemic turmoil, moving houses, you know, everything. And it's been a gift. And, you know, we're so, so grateful to have Monica here with us. We've slowly but surely crept more duties onto her plate. We're like, oh, you want to do this? You want to do this? And now you're here as like a full host, and I'm so happy.
Yay.
So I think beautiful things are ahead. I'm really proud of all of us.
Good job, us.
Good job, us.
Good job, the listener.
Good job, listeners. Good job, patrons. You all are keeping us going strong, rocking the world. We're lucky to have you. And yeah, if you have questions for us. We're still recording the answers. We're just slowly but surely getting them up on our Patreon. If you have feedback for us, anything that's keeping you up at night that you want to talk about, we're always here. You can find us on Twitter at @bitchesoncomics. Same handle over on Instagram. We'd love a follow, a like, a retweet, any kind of support you can give us. If you're not a patron, if you are a patron, let me start there and say, oh my gosh, wow, wow. Past, present, or future, we are grateful to have you. You have helped us get to this point. If you got a couple bones rattling around in your pocket and you're like, what am I going to do with this money? Guess what? I have just the idea. You can join us over at patreon.com/bitchesoncomics. You got to type it all out. You can't go to the Patreon website and look us up because we say words like fuck, damn, shit nugget, cock weasel.
jizz nozzle.
Jizz nozzle.
Conundrum.
Conundrum. That's the one that really gets us the X rating. Cockamamie.
Oh my God, cockamamie. Well, I love that. I love that. Holy shit.
If you don't have any cockamamie bones rattling around in your pocket, feel free to go visit us on whatever you're listening to this podcast on and give us 5 stars. You can do it on all kinds of different platforms, some that we shake our fists at but need to be on for listenership, and some that we don't hate. So go over there, wherever you're listening on, no shade to you, no problem here, folks. But go ahead and give us 5 stars, give us a little review. These bitches are so funny. That'll do. Whatever it is that feels right to you, we would love to have your support. Have a great day, everybody.